We hope, after listening to 7 o'clock hours on Rosie on the House, you never say to yourself, there's nothing to do here.
And, you know, if you've got something, let us know. Here's a perfect example. A woman by the name of Ann Felker from Los Amigos writes in and says, I volunteer with Los Amigos at the Arizona History Museum in Tucson. We're having a beer tasting event at the museum January 27th. Is there a way we can post this on your calendar? Now, I don't know because of alcohol, but we post all kinds of farmers markets and street fairs. I don't think there's any legalities we need to be aware of. You still got to enter it your own. You know, they ID there, so I don't think there's any reason we can't. But anything for the Arizona History Museum, we got to think of, something that ties in with history or museum that relates to beer, like hops and history. So that's coming up on January 27th. If you've got an event, just email us. It is free to post an event at rosieonthehouse.com. Now, we do filter, and we don't post everything. It's got to be something open to the public. In this case, where it ties into the Arizona Museum, you know, if it's event fundraising for something local, that's always a plus. This isn't like, an opportunity to advertise your business. It's an event-driven thing. So just let us know, and we can put it on there. Right now on there, we've got the 4th Annual Street Fair. We've got the 6th Annual Phoenix Festival of the Arts as well going on this weekend. It's right there on the homepage. You can click View More, and you can see the entire events. We've got the Tucson Book Festival coming up as well. Lots of events going on constantly around the state. So if you want to participate, whether it's events or you've got something unique about Arizona you'd like to share with the listening audience, this hour is for you. If you want to be a part of it, it's very easy to do that if it's Arizona-based.
That's right. And that one last thing that's on that event page is the Desert Botanical Garden Luminaries, which is always beautiful. But Dolan Ellis is there several nights. I don't know if it's too late now, but
I think his nights are sold out.
Are they? We sure enjoyed having him in studio. We would just want to make sure
Scrubby.
People could.
Was that it? Scrubby? It Shubby?
Scrubby. I just read it to the Charlotte and Chloe yesterday. They loved it. They said, I've seen that tree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Old Scrubby.
They spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out who they thought did that. They think it's Santa.
Oh, you know what? That's why no one's ever found out who it is.
Maybe so.
It's Santa. Only he could be that sneaky. So you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and we made it a little bit easier for you to sign up for the staycation. In the past, you would have to go to the homepage, or you would have to remember the URL, rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ, and we never made that part of our menu bar just because the website was strictly built and driven for housing needs, home improvement. Well, the 7 o'clock hour and the staycation becomes such a feature and staple of Rosie on the House that we put it in the menu bar, so it's real easy. Once you hit the home page, you'll see it right there, just a little right of center, close to the top. Click on staycation, enter your information, and click submit. Every month, we draw a winner, and we're changing it this year. We're trying something different. In the past, we'd always kind of left it up to whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go. Well,
that's Rosie's generosity. He loved in hospitality bent.
Well, and it worked great if somebody was active. You know, there were people that, I don't know where I want to go. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know. I just entered. I did. You tell me what to do. You tell me where to go. Then finally, we would coach them into something that would pique their interest. And if they finally engaged, yeah, they'd be like, okay, well, that's this. You got 3 days to put this together. we don't have enough time to make any kind of accommodations for you. So we've put it together prepackaged. We've looked at Arizona along with this month.
The seasons.
Said, here's where, this is the place to be in Arizona for January. And it's skiing and snowballing. You're going to be staying at the, and I shouldn't say skiing at snowball. It was designed around that. If it's an elderly couple that doesn't want to ski or you don't ski, you don't have to go. But it was designed to put you close to the snow. And we've got lodging. You had mentioned a Little America Hotel. That's where you'll be staying. It'll be the weekend of January 19th and 20th. So we've already got that detail put together. We draw a winner on the 15th. So you have 6 more days to enter for this one. So on the next Saturday, we'll have the winner announced. And we'll be able to talk to them and say, okay, do you want to go snow skiing? Or here's other things going on in Flagstaff this weekend. What would you like? We now have a month, plus we got 5 weeks to put together details. So when you go, you've got everything taken care of that you want. So in each month, it'll be a different destination. I think when we go into February, it's Sedona. March, I would have to pull out my 2018 Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar. We've got that in there. I don't have it dedicated to memory yet, but it's what we think we can do to make these trips better for you. You don't want to go to Flagstaff in January, don't enter.
And
find
a
month you want something to do, like going to Greer in the summertime or Heber in August. Enter those months.
Well, and we don't want to overplan either. If you just want to go sit for 2 days, that's
sure.
Actually fine too. We just had a staycation winners a couple get
those
back.
Those are real easy for us.
Yeah, we'd appreciate a few of those. We got George and Donna who just got back from the Reardon House and just had a great time.
Flagstaff
sent us a nice little thank you note. The funnest part for us is getting the thank you notes.
The Arizona Staycation brought to you by Sanderson Ford. Only place you can enter, rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the staycation icon. Winners get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out their demo vehicle of choice and have it the whole weekend while you're driving around the state.